This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A senior U.S. diplomat says coup leaders in Niger refused to allow her to meet with the country's democratically elected president, whom she described as under virtual house arrest. Undersecretary of State Victoria Nuland also described the mutinous officers as unreceptive to U.S. pressure to return the country to civilian rule. She spoke to reporters after a two-hour meeting in Niger's capital with some leaders of the military takeover, a country that has been a vital counterterrorism partner of the United States. Two Russian missile strikes killed five people and injured 31 when they hit residential buildings in eastern Ukraine in the Donetsk region, Ukraine's interior minister said on Monday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said there were two missile strikes and the rescue of people was ongoing. Videos and pictures released by Ukrainian officials showed people sorting through the rubble, including a badly damaged five-story apartment building. The Ukrainian Security Service said Monday it had detained a Russian informant aiming to assassinate President Zelensky while he was visiting the Mykolaiv region in July. More from Anna Chernikova in Kyiv.
According to this report, the woman was preparing and reporting to Russian forces, Russian representatives, possible locations of President Zelensky and a possible route plan. In addition, she was also accused of collecting information about Ukrainian forces, military forces equipment, and also ammunition.
Hear more on the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia's foreign ministry has chided efforts by officials meeting in Saudi Arabia to find a peaceful end to the war in Ukraine, saying the talks cannot be effective because Moscow, unlike Kyiv, wasn't invited. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Senior officials from around 40 countries gathered on Sunday in Jeddah for a two-day meeting that aims to agree on key principles about how to end the conflict that's raged for more than 17 months. However, a Russian foreign ministry statement says without Moscow's participation and without taking into account Moscow's interests, the meeting is pointless. It repeated previous assurances that Russia's open to a diplomatic solution on its terms that ends the war and is ready to respond to serious proposals. But Mikhaily Podolyak, an advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, has ruled out Moscow's previous demands that would give Russia time to dig in deeper in the parts of Ukraine it occupies. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The World Health Organization on Monday flagged a batch of contaminated common cold syrup manufactured by an Indian company, the latest in a series of warnings by the agency about substandard medicines from the country. The United Nations agency said the batch of syrup branded Cold Out, found in Iraq, had higher than acceptable limit of contaminants. The agency added the manufacturer and the marketer have not provided guarantees to WHO on the safety and quality of the product. Film director William Friedkin has died at the age of 87. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta has more.
I've got a man in Poughkeepsie who wants to talk to you. You ever been in Poughkeepsie? Huh? Have you ever been Poughkeepsie?
William Friedkin was 32 when he made The French Connection, which won the Best Picture Oscar in 1972. He told NBC News in 2021 the famous car chase scene was all real and it was a risk he'd never take again. Friedkin also directed The Exorcist, To Live and Die in L.A., and The Boys in the Band. He was still working into his 80s. His new film, The Kane Mutiny Court Martial, starring Kiefer Sutherland, will premiere next month at the Venice Film Festival. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
There's less plastic littering the ocean than scientists previously thought, but what is there could persist for a long time, a new study said Monday. The modeling study estimated that pieces of plastic bigger than 25 millimeters make up over 95% of plastic floating on the ocean. While most plastic particles in the ocean are very small, the total mass of these microplastics, defined as less than 5 millimeters, is relatively low. The preponderance of larger floating pieces suggests that the total amount of plastic in the ocean is much lower than previously thought, according to the study published in the journal Nature Geoscience. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.